On July 27th, 2013, my brother and my sister-in-law and unborn niece and Mrs. Tanya Weindorf were promoted to heaven. They exchanged the dirty asphalt on the road there for streets of gold. Godly friends and godly family were exchanged for God himself. And today I can say without a shadow of a doubt that Chad and Courtney and Mrs. Weindorf would never want to come back. Today I was going through Chad's sermon files. I've been doing that a lot lately. And I found a sermon that Chad preached to our youth group on October 10th of 2012. And the title of the sermon is, What is the Purpose of Suffering? In that sermon, he opened to Psalm 119:68. It says this, Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. And this is what Chad wrote in his manuscript of his sermons. I'd like to read these words from Chad to you. This is perhaps the toughest acknowledgement so far, that God is good and he does good all the time. It is one thing to weep with the weeping and maintain that God is in control. It is quite another to look at the thing that has taken place and say, that thing is good. And yet, according to the text, we know that it is. In the context of this passage, this is not something that is up for debate. It is an axiom of truth that the psalmist intends to live by. It is universal given. Everything that God does is good because that is who he is. If we maintain that God controls all things, he is sovereign, and that he orchestrates all events, he is providential, then we know that he is in charge of all that happens, and he is good. Don't take this passage and expect that God does good. You will then love everything he does. You don't possess an omnipotent viewpoint. You can't see the end from the beginning. Point of fact, the best thing that God ever did brought incredible pain to the humans who loved Jesus and observed his crucifixion. The truth remains, through the deepest pain, you must understand that what God is doing is good. The hardest thing I ever had to do was a few nights ago when I tried to sing to little Chase and put him to bed the way Chad used to put him to bed. When I sang, Jesus loves me. And Chad knew that. And he taught it to Chase. But I shouldn't be the one in my mind singing to Chase as I put him to bed. But Chad continues in his sermon. I want to read this to you because it's very gripping. Are you familiar with Facebook Christianity? This Christianity goes something like this. I got a new job. God is good. My doctor appointment went well. God is so good. The Lord gave me a new witnessing opportunity. God is good. These are all good things, and we should give thanks to them. However, this is not what true Christianity is. Do you know what true Christianity is? Are you familiar with the purpose of suffering? True Christianity is like the acquaintance of mine from college who lost her 6-week-old son this past week and responded by saying, God is good. He is enough. He is sufficient. Take my son, Lord. I don't need anything else. The trying of my faith worketh patience. So please, Jesus, let patience have its perfect work. True Christianity is the teenager whose family falls apart and he says, through the deepest possible pain, I have Jesus. He is enough. My flesh and my heart fail me, but God is the strength of my life and my portion forever. May I add, true Christianity is when I see that my brother and sister-in-law and unborn niece have gone to heaven too early for my sake. And I say, God is good, He is enough. He is sufficient. And God loves me. And God loves you. And God is good always. Chad continues in his sermon, "There are many things that I hope you remember from tonight, and I hope that this will be something that Chad speaks to you. But first and foremost, I want you to remember that against all logic, and against the background of the acknowledgement that God is sovereign and intensely providential, suffering in this world occurs in order for people to understand Jesus is enough." And Chad finishes his sermon with this last line. Jesus is enough. Against the backdrop of God's sovereignty, goodness, and providence, Jesus is enough. You must believe it. Jesus is enough. I'm going to miss Chad. I'm going to miss Courtney. But I can't wait to get to heaven. And for them to run up and I can meet my niece for the first time and learn her name that's already written down in the book of life and say, "Chad, we tried to fan the flame for you. We tried to enlarge your testimony and the testimony of Christ. And Chad, you impacted more people after your death than you ever did in your life. And you were glorified God both in life and in death. Jesus is enough. You must believe it."